This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. July broke records around the world as the hottest month ever. But now it's August, and we can't catch a break.
With the high-pressure heat dome again sitting on Texas, record-high temperatures are expected all over the state this week.
I don't know how people can work outside right now. It's terrible.
It's too hot to really have a good time.
Man, everything's drying up.
The persistent triple-digit temperatures and dry conditions now means Texas is ripe for large wildfires. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Meantime, wildfire season has arrived in California, where firefighters are scrambling to contain a massive fire in the Mojave Desert. It's burned more than 83,000 acres so far. Decades after doctors stole and cloned a black woman's cervical cancer cells without her consent, her family says they finally have justice. Their attorney, Ben Crump.
I am so excited on what would have been here at Alex 103rd birthday to be able to announce a settlement.
Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but the company's accused of profiting billions. We're still on standby for a grand jury decision on whether former President Trump will be indicted for January 6. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Interestingly, they have been interviewing a lot of the same witnesses that we heard come before Congress. And so now it is this day-by-day waiting game to see if this grand jury in Washington will move forward with an indictment. We know the investigation has been ramping up in recent days with witnesses speaking before the grand jury.
The grand jury is also considering charges in Georgia. New Jersey's Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who was the first black woman to serve as Speaker of the state's assembly, has died.
CBS News has learned that Governor Phil Murphy is making plans to come back from a vacation in Italy, though he was set to be there for about 2 weeks. Oliver had been acting as governor, but after being hospitalized Monday, fellow Democrat and state Senate President Nicholas Scuteri became acting governor.
At CBS's Matt Piper. Tiger Woods has joined the PGA Tour Policy Board. CBS sports writer Patrick McDonald tells us what that means.
The players really have the power now. One, no major decision can be made in the future without the prior involvement and approval of player directors.
It's a direct response to the PGA's decision to merge with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. Players say they never got a heads up about that deal. And starting today, it is lights out for incandescent light bulbs. Stores will no longer be able to sell the old-fashioned bulbs. They've really been around for centuries. The move is to help reduce carbon emissions. LED light bulbs use less wattage but have the same brightness. They'll also save the average American family about $100 a year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced today that he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate. He'll instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. Dozens of striking workers at Lightning Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls met with parent company Molson Coors today. Nearly four dozen employees went on strike 3 weeks ago seeking better pay. Molson Coors said it made an offer that was higher than similar union jobs in the area. Some Chippewa Falls bars have stopped serving Lightning Kugel's as a show of support for the striking workers. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says tonight's conditions should be pleasant, but rain chances return tomorrow and later on in the week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded group? angry goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some good news today, some freebies. We've got some freebies. Baseball tickets. We have baseball tickets this coming weekend. The Brewers are playing the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates. First, this is Thursday night. We have four tickets. First pitch, 6:15 p.m. Thursday night. Pittsburgh Pirates. First come, first serve. Call this number, 844-967-2789. Ask Calvin. Calvin is the man. He decides how they're distributed. Remember something else. If you're a Brewer fan like I am, and you like to listen to it live, you can listen to it live on Civic Media. In a couple of places, and obviously if you're not in these places, you can listen to it by on your computer by just going on Civic Media and live streaming it from these places. But first one is Oshkosh Air Support, Fox River Valley. You can hear live Brewer games. 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Or you can hear it in Richland Center, WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, Richland Center, the home of Todd Albo, my good friend and a great, great host here at Civic Media. The Brewers are in contention. They had a tough series. Yes, they did down in Atlanta, but they're doing well and they should do well against the Pirates. These are the best seats in the house. Got a lot of history to talk about, a lot of history in the making. It's history is made every second of every day, whether you're asleep or awake and paying attention or not paying attention. We're going to start, unfortunately, with Donald Trump again. Donald Trump held a rally over the weekend in Erie, Pennsylvania, held one in Iowa, too, a clown rally. And I'll tell you what, in that rally, he attacked everybody, including all the other candidates. Here's what he said. You know, he's a very threatening, vengeful guy. His campaign is a revenge tour. His campaign, Will Hurd of Texas, former congressman, said it best, said that he's running for president to stay out of prison. He's running for president to stay out of prison. He's frightened to death. And if he ever got in,
he would take revenge. That's what he does. In any event, he threatened, he said, I will primary. I will endorse your opponent in a primary. Any Republican who doesn't support investigating Joe Biden. That means that when McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, to buy time away from the right-wing nuts that control him and his party, when Kevin McCarthy introduces an impeachment resolution or some kind of investigation resolution, anybody that doesn't vote for it, Trump will primary. Now, how well that will work remains to be seen, but he's trying to scare Republicans. But he made another threat that's much more serious. And remember, this is our foreign policy. He said, any Republican, quote, who doesn't vote to halt all Ukraine aid until Biden, Joe Biden, quote, cooperates, end quote, in the investigation of him, he will primary. Now, let's unpack that for a second. This is a guy, and this is a traitor to the United States, by the way, but this is a guy who claims he wants to be president. Will Hurd said he wants to be president. He's running to stay out of prison. And Hurd was exactly correct. He got booed by the rabble in Iowa who were at this rally. But in any event, to say that you are going to attack primary, in other words, Hurd, any Republican who doesn't vote immediately to halt all aid to Ukraine, who are resisting a genocide. It's not a war. It's not a war, an invasion. It's a genocide. That anybody who doesn't vote to right now to halt all aid for Ukraine until Joe Biden, beyond the control of Zelensky or anyone else, personally decides to, quote, cooperate in this fake investigation of him, Trump will primary. Trump will primary. You know, this is beyond treason, beyond insanity. And people who support Trump, publicly support Trump after this. You know, I'm tempted to say they deserve our contempt. A lot of these people have been lied to and they believed it. But enough's enough, for God's sake, enough's enough. He called all the other candidates clowns and demanded that they drop out immediately. I get lathered up just talking about this. We're going to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to you all. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami, Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good afternoon, Matt. What is it going to take from the Democrats to stand up and say, how many millions are you going to charge us with this sham investigation on Biden to kind of take some of the heat off of Trump? We know what you're doing. We know it's going to cost the taxpayers millions, maybe billions if you add all the false investigations up that they've come up with. How long do we just roll over and listen to this nonsense? I hear Fox, oh, they're getting close, oh, this and that. And, of course, these people feed off of that, kind of like the Jim Jones of America. They just feed off of it. They drink that Kool-Aid. They swallow it all. But yet, our side, the guy I give credit is Biden. He said they want to impeach me because the economy's too good. I like that. That's what we need. We need more of that. Right back in their face. Right back in their face. But yet, American taxpayers are footing the bill for these clowns. Even the clown that we've got in the Popcorn King in Wisconsin, he's sitting on $7 billion of my tax dollars and your tax dollars and all the listeners' tax dollars. That clown's sitting on it. And he refuses to give our money back. We got to challenge these clowns. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I think, I'll be honest, I think the Democrats have been too passive. They've been too gentlemanly and ladylike. And you know something? This is not that kind of era. I mean, look, Tommy Tuberville is holding up 650 by the end of the year flag appointments, decapitating our military, and the Republican Party backs him, but there's not a single, not one senator of the other 99 who have publicly said we've got to get rid of this single veto rule where any member of the House of Lords can veto everything. Not one. Not one talks the way you do, Bill of Econimwalk, and not one talks the way I do. They bury their head and think someone else will do it. For Trump to get up and say, I will primary anybody who doesn't immediately vote to cut off aid to Ukraine until Biden, quote, cooperates, end quote, in a fake investigation, that's treason. Call it treason. For God's sake, call it treason. Going back to Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today?
A lot on my mind. Thanks, Matt, for the great show and your great caller there. I'll tell you that, you know, to me, this is disturbing. I mean, this isn't political. This is downright attack on the American people. And the Republicans are involved, the mega Republicans, and those who are too afraid to open their gall darn mouths. They know what Trump did. They were involved in a lot of it. And they know who's paying for this. They need to get the big money donors. They need to, this is a threat to our homeland security, our national security, when they are spreading these deceptive lies, and these people believe them because guess what? They trust them. And when you get two realities coming at you, how do you decide? How do you decide when elected officials who take an oath of office stand in there lying to you in your face, and those people that are running for office, Nikki Haley, the whole dang bunch of them, saying, oh, America just needs to move on. Oh, there's just a divide in our country. Give me a break. They are making the divide. They are lying to the people, and they need to be held accountable, and they can't get this thing moving fast enough because the people believe that if somebody commits a crime, they're going to get arrested. How long has Trump been loose, raising havoc? How long have the Republicans been lying, holding farce, trials against the president that's trying to do the best job? And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Spreading lies, showing porn pictures of his son who don't even work in there. These guys need to be stopped. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to
thank you, Jane.
Now, this is ridiculous.
Beautiful call, as always. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, I've been puzzling over this this economic growth argument that they're talking about. They're saying that people aren't feeling it. Well, I finally saw the right charts on TV, and now I know why it's going on. Last year, 2022, we had inflation exceeding wage increases, which, of course, makes sense because inflation happens first, and then the wage increases catch up. And this year, wages are exceeding inflation, so people are beginning to finally feel like the economy is moving in their direction. So the polls that have this conflicted view of things that are going well or they're going terrible, depending on who you talk about it, that's what's going on. The economists are out to lunch. They do not have a clue what's going on.
Right. Let me just jump in on that. I want to pick up on something because that was very profound. Inflation has been falling every month for a year. Every month for a year. Biden is doing a better job on inflation than anybody else in the world. And inflation is an international thing, not an American thing. He has done, unemployment is lower than it's been since 1969. The stock market's going through the roof. Wages are going up. There's full employment. When people say that they think the economy isn't good, they don't know what they're talking about. But if they're saying that, that means the Trump and the Republicans are somehow getting through to them. We've got to be a lot more aggressive about stopping him. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 66. Slight chance of a thunderstorm on your Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 87. Wednesday night, slight chance of a storm, partly cloudy, 66. Mostly sunny and 90 on your Thursday. Slight chance of a storm Friday, 86.
Right now, it's 82.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Return to sender. Return to sender. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, these guys are just bullies. I mean, the Republicans today, I mean, I just, and part of the reticence on behalf of here in the state of Wisconsin of Josh Cole not going after the fake electors and everybody connected with them just encourages them. I mean, that for gosh sakes, you got Republicans today who probably thought Liberty Valance was a hero and the man who shot Liberty Valance and probably wept when Liberty Valance was shot by actually by John Wayne. But I mean, here's a bully, the guy who was using intimidation as a political tool. And that's what Republicans today use in as a political tool. I mean, there's constantly the threat of violence and underlying most of what they say. And yet they project that, oh, it's the liberals that are so violent. Well, nonsense. I mean, trying to say now they're saying, oh, that, you know, there's another right winger out there saying, oh, the January 6th was just a false flag operation to embarrass Donald Trump. It just is real, you know, that somebody like that isn't laughed off the air and just immediately canceled is just beyond me. I mean, you've got a right to freedom of speech in this country, but you don't have the right to just out and out lie without suffering the consequences of it. I mean, yes, there's freedom of speech, but you take the consequences of your speech.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a warm-up act over the weekend. Now, this is amazing. There was a warm-up act, and there was a fellow named, he's a right-wing sort of nut type of guy. I think his name is, Alvarez. And despite the name, he's a real right-winger. And this guy goes, somebody shouts out of the crowd, we've got to kill all liberals and rhino globalists. In other words, Democrats and Republicans who are mainstream and don't support Trump. And this guy goes, I'm with you on that. Kill. Then when they talk to him about it afterwards, he goes, well, I didn't say that. And they said, well, we have you on audio. You said you agree with that. And he said, well, I guess I didn't hear him. You see, what they do is they say things, then they lie and say they didn't say things. And then they promote violence, and then they say they didn't promote violence, that somehow the Democrats vote. This was a Nazi tactic, by the way. It's right out of a Nazi playbook. In other words, you accuse your opponent of what you're doing. You accuse your opponent of what you're doing, and then you just lie. And a lot of their propaganda said the bigger the lie, the better. If somebody repeats a big lie over and over again, a certain percentage of people will believe it, a very large percentage. They will believe it. And the biggest lie here is that the election in 2020 was rigged and that Trump won. Now, that's a massive lie of Nazi proportions, and it's being repeated by Trump. He repeated it this weekend in Iowa and in Pennsylvania. This weekend. I'm talking like the day before yesterday. And his acolytes do the same thing. And lest you think that somehow this is an aberration, let me tell you something. I've used this statistic before, but it's mind-boggling, and I'm going to say it again. In polling, going back, I think it was to Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, at any given time in any presidency, whether it was successful, not good or bad, 30% of the people polled thought the president should be impeached and removed from office. They thought that about Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama to the present. 30%. 30%. The records, the lowest of all of them, believe it or not, was Clinton. Only about 28% wanted him impeached and removed from office. The highest, and I think this had racial overtones, was Obama. I think this was 32%. So when you say that X percent want Trump and they don't want Biden, or they think Biden should be not, but what's different is during that polling period, there was nobody saying that people should be killed. There were people that said that in politics in 1861 and two. We do not want that again. And let me tell you something else. Somebody mentioned, one of the callers, that the fake electors are not being prosecuted in the state, even though they're being prosecuted in Georgia, and they're in Michigan, they're about to be prosecuted in Georgia. That was an important statement. I'll tell you why. It's now, there's a conspiracy going on even today. Right now, in the Mar-a-Lago case, this guy Olivera says that he can't find local counsel. He wants to delay the case. Trump is paying for Olivera's fees and this Walt Nauta. This is coordinated. They are going to delay that beyond the election by playing things off. If this were happening in Milwaukee judge, guy comes in, I can't find local counsel, then I'm going to appoint you a public defender right away. He'll be your local counsel, and you're going to pay him. That's it. I mean, just, but this woman down there, this Mercedes Cannon, won't drive it along. The fake electors were a conspiracy. The fake electors were a conspiracy. Stephanie Madison, my friend, we have a little bit of time before the break.
Okay, here I am. I'll just add on to the comments about the continuous denials. Oh, I didn't say that. Well, I really didn't. Blah, blah, blah. You know, now they can also try to claim AI or deepfakes, which is kind of a scary thing. I'll tell you, as stressed out as I am, and I'm dealing with some things that are just stressing me out, I'm listening to you guys, and I hope other people listen carefully and they understand what you're saying and they pass it on. We got to push back. This is just
thank you.
Awful.
Thank you, Stephanie. That's a great call. I appreciate it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such zone. Return to sender. Return to sender.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. You probably felt it, but now it's official. July was the hottest month on record. KPHO-TV's Kylie Cruz tells us Phoenix, Arizona also set a national record.
We recorded July 2023 was the hottest month ever in any U.S. city. We beat a record that Lake Havasu set nearly 30 years ago. Now, Death Valley not included in this because it's not a city.
Phoenix average temps around 102 all month. The family of Henrietta Lacks settled with a biotech company today, decades after it stole and cloned her DNA for profit. Her grandson, Alfred Carter.
Henrietta Lacks, 103 years old today. It couldn't have been a more fitting day for her to have justice.
USA! USA!
The U.S. national team made it to the round of 16 after a scoreless draw with Portugal at the Women's World Cup today. The Americans won just one game in group play for the first time in tournament history. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced today that he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate. He'll instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. Dozens of striking workers at Lightning Google's brewery in Chippewa Falls met with parent company Molson Coors today. Nearly 4 dozen employees went on strike 3 weeks ago seeking better pay. Molson Coors said it made an offer that was higher than similar union jobs in the area. The high school football season gets underway today as it is the first day of practice. Some teams held midnight practices to celebrate the beginning of the new year, such as at Regis in Eau Claire. Season openers are August 17th and 18th, with the end of the football year coming the week before Thanksgiving with the state football championships. 8-player football begins practice next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up our last segment, why I think it's so important to prosecute the fake electors in this state. They're being prosecuted in Michigan, and they're about to be prosecuted by a DA, not even an attorney general, in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. You have to look at the totality of the conspiracy that almost worked, and now it is in full bore again. What it was the six swing states, each ginned up fake crooked electors. They falsely signed official looking documents saying they were the electors. They sent them into the Senate and the archives. They sent them into the U.S. government. That was false. The idea was that they would be given to Pence. Pence would get up there, and even though it's ceremonial, he'd say, I'm in doubt. I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. How say you, House? How say you, House? And they would get up and say, we get one vote, a delegation. There are 50 states, 50 delegations, 27 of them or so have a Republican majority. The big ones like New York and California still only get one vote. So how say you? And then 27 votes for Trump, 23 for Biden. And then Pence would say, I declare Trump the president. Popular vote doesn't matter. The electoral vote doesn't matter because the legislators decide who are the electors in the Constitution. And you have a crooked Supreme Court with crooked Clarence Thomas as a swing vote right now, by the way. Three of those justices have already said they think that's the case, what I just set out. And people say, what about precedent? Well, 1876, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes lost, but he was an abolitionist Republican and Sam Tilden was a Democrat, i.e. a Southerner, suspect on slavery. The people who won the Civil War weren't about to turn it back over to them. So they said, they went through the charade that I just told you. And then they said, okay, as a deal, we will withdraw federal troops from the South and we will put an end to Reconstruction and you can put in Jim Crow and murder black people for 100 years. That's what happened. And the clowns wanted that to happen again. Now down in Mar-a-Lago, it's happening this time. Trump is controlling all his co-defendants. He's paying their fees. Every one of them, this guy Oliveira, Nauta, both, you know, these are low, small fish. All they have to say is, yeah, he told me to say this and I said it, but here's what happened. They won't go to jail. But Trump lawyers who are paid by Trump are telling him, you don't have to rat on the big man. And they will end up going to jail. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the authoritarian from Colombia, first generation, with authoritarian instincts, kneeling before El Gordo, will keep delaying this thing because they say they can't find local counsel. What, Miami? They can't find local counsel? Are you kidding me? She won't put in a public defender to get it going. She won't put in a protective order telling him to stop threats to murder Jack Smith and his wife. Do you see how this is still ongoing? Do you see how this is still ongoing? We have a chance right now to prosecute the fake electors. We're doing it in Michigan. We're doing it in Georgia. We've got to do it in Wisconsin. I'm not confident that in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, they will. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. Get going. For God's sake, get going. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, man, how you doing? I want to say, is there any way, doesn't Josh call in charge of that?
Yes.
The fake electors?
Yes.
So what if we all get, couldn't we all like go online and like send an email, massive email saying, hey, we need you to investigate this.
Yes. Well, not only that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Go ahead and do it the minute you hang up. I had a caller call in. I think it was Mary of Madison. I forget who it was. And she said, I called over there and they said, go on the website and there's some kind of form and say you want to prosecute it. I don't know why it takes that, to be very honest with you. I mean, the Michigan pleadings are of record. You can download them. Georgia is going to be doing it soon. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. The trial would be 10 years from now. For God's sake, let's get going. Curtis, thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show today. I'm glad you're bringing this to light. You know, if it wouldn't have been for Ilgador, this state would have flipped. I mean, who would have stopped him? Johnson would. Enough fits, not in the congressional district, but two. As long as I'm talking about that, there's two other subjects here. I don't want to get you too sidetracked, but this clown, Van Orton, I mean, to stand in the halls of Congress and yell at, I do believe it's high school kids, I don't know how this guy got elected. That takes a lot of courage to stand around chastise high school kids. I hope they use that in the next election over there. I do believe it's the 7th. And the other thing is, what in the world is going down in Mexico here? Today, the Republicans want to go to war. I don't know what else is going on there. But with that, I don't want to get shotgun all kinds of subjects here. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, a couple of things before we go to our next topic. I mean, I will deal with the Van Orden thing. The Mexico thing we can deal with some other time. The Van Orden thing, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, both of them together rebuked Derek Van Orden. That's very rare. Derek Van Orden's a Republican. Mitch McConnell's a Republican. He was rebuked. For those of you who haven't looked at the news, what he did was he was coming through the Capitol Rotunda. Apparently, this is some kind of thing he does for constituents. It's a beer and food thing. And I don't know how many brewskis he had. So, you know, but that's not a defense. That's not a defense. And a bunch of high school kids who were Senate pages. They were Senate pages. And this was the next to the last day. And they were taking pictures of souvenirs, and they're taking pictures of the rotunda, the ceiling. It's very historical. And the way you do it, if you're just an amateur with your phone, you lie on your back on the floor and you take pictures. Well, he saw these kids lying on the floor, and he called them lazy. Begins with an S, H-I-T-S, S, lazy, that, and to get the F up, and he used the full word. Now, these are kids. These are high school kids. They were full of themselves about what great it was to be a Senate page. They're lazy S's. He says this to them. He used obscenities and to get the F up. And he scared them, quite frankly. Well, he said afterwards, as his refutation, Schumer said he was shocked at his even refusal to apologize. You know what his response was? He said, the quote, "The Capitol should not be treated as a frat house, common room," end quote. Hey, dude. Hey, Derek Van Orden, this is me, not a high school kid. You helped invade the Capitol. You went behind police lines, and then you lied about it, and you used campaign cash to pay your way out there. Who told you you can do that? And then you went beyond the police lines. You think the Capitol is so sacred? You think the Capitol is so sacred? Why did you and thugs invade it? Why did you go up there? You don't give a horse's patoot about the Capitol. And I don't care if your next defense is you had a couple of brewskis. You have a couple of brewskis, you don't say F and S to high school kids. Let me tell you something else about the guy. He carried a loaded gun through a Des Moines airport and pled to a misdemeanor. He crossed the police lines on January 6th. You know, hey, guys, in the 3rd District, I know Democrats, a lot of them. I know Republicans, some of them. Can anybody come up with a better candidate for the Republicans than a guy who says F to high school kids and S to high school kids and carries a loaded gun through an airport, pleads to a misdemeanor, and crosses police lines, and then he goes, "Oh, I think the Capitol is so sacred. If you thought it was so darn sacred, why did you invade it on January 6th? There is a candidate, a Democrat, this Rebecca Cook. I've been impressed with her aggressiveness in a good way, very personable. She can take him on. And there are some other good Democrats whose names have been thrown out. So we're going to stand by and watch. But I'll tell you what, the 3rd Congressional District is a very independent district. Very independent district. A lot of them voted for Jimmy Carter in 76. He's a peanut farmer, a lot of farmers over there. They may think they're conservative on some things, but they don't like people using that kind of language to high school kids who are Senate pages or anybody, any other high school kids. They don't like people who think they're above the law. They can bring a loaded gun through an airport. Everybody knows you can't do that through security. And cross police lines when 5 people died and officers were kicked in the head and had brain damage. Going to the lines, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind in Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt. This morning happened to watch a replay of Trump's rally on in Erie, Pennsylvania, I believe it was. And anyway, he's talking about DeSantis. And he says, I got the SOB elected. And he didn't use the word initials. He used the whole word.
Oh, God.
He said the whole word.
Yeah.
So there's some more Republican vulgarities tossing around. So.
Yeah. He spews vulgarity and curse words. He threatens violence. This is the presidency we're talking about. This is the presidency we're talking about. And the thing, it really goes beyond all of that. There was a conspiracy to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. You've got to understand, this is not just a bunch of yahoos that went up on January 6th and that was it. It was not it. That had been planned for a long time. Trump had been, he looked at the polls, he knew he was losing. And starting in the late summer, he said, this is a rigged election. He said it. This is a rigged election, and we are not going to stand for it. When he lost, he acknowledged the people he lost, but he kept saying and lying that he had won the election. He did not win the election. The Green Bay sweep was the Rutherford Hayes model for 1876. We are going to put people who say that they are the electors, even though they weren't. And they're going to go in, and Pence is going to say, I am in doubt. How say you? He'll use old-fashioned language. How say you, House? And then they will take a roll call, one vote per state. And 27 or so of them had Republican delegations. Trump, 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 Trump. 23 had Democratic majorities. And at the end, he would say, it is 27 to 23. The Congress has spoken. Trump is the president. And then he didn't have to say, and by the way, I'm still the vice president. This is Putin stuff. And, you know, you say, somebody said, oh, you know, Ron Johnson had the electors, the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket. It was a sneaky conspiracy. He was going to pimp for Michigan. Somebody else was going to pimp for Wisconsin and feed this stuff. He's got these fake electors have got to be prosecuted. You cannot let this conspiracy go by. This conspiracy is alive today. Trump is threatening violence. He's using these court proceedings to pay other people's lawyers to delay things. And he continues to say, remember, on his Truth Social, he reposted something about it. It was about a month ago that said this, F Biden and F you if you voted for Biden. And he used the full word. He uses the full words, but under FCC rules, if you quote him, believe it or not, there's an issue whether you get your license in trouble. He says these things. You'll hear them bleeped out. He's a violent individual and a treacherous individual who is controlled by Putin. Putin wants him in there. He will then genocide the rest of Ukraine and start threatening NATO. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart to heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmann.com/disclosure.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, maybe a stray storm tonight, and a low in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds and a slight storm chance again tomorrow. High upper 80s. Sunny Thursday, high upper 80s to 90. A slight chance of storms for Friday. A little better chance of rain into the weekend. It's 82 right now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Don't let me down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This conspiracy to attack our democracy is not just the Green Bay sweep. It's not just everything that I've talked. It even gets down to attacking voting. And we've already seen that in Texas. We've already seen that in Georgia. We've already seen it everywhere else. And I see you on the lines. I'll get to you as soon as I set out this segment, and then we'll get right to the lines. There's an article today. Scott Walker is being paid by the Republican Party or one of its affiliates $800,000 a year to drive down the youth vote. He advocated initially in January to raise the age to 21. Somebody pointed out that would take a constitutional amendment, but they're pushing that. This guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, said it should be raised to 25. He's another Republican clown running for president. And then Walker said, well, somebody pointed out to him that it's 18 because you can be drafted at 18. And if you're going to be serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, you should be able to vote. And he said, well, then we should lower the drinking age to 18. And that's fine. Go ahead. Except that about 35 years ago, the government bipartisan said if you lower the drinking age to 18, you lose 10% of your highway funds. And he supported that. So this guy is a fraud. However, he said that one of the problems with the youth vote is, this is his words, quote, they can't think for themselves, end quote, because they are so indoctrinated. In April, he said, young voters are the issue. It comes from years of radical indoctrination. They had a person named Cleta Mitchell, remember her? They're doing everything they can to take polling stations, voting booths out of dormitories. She said, quote, you know, they're lazy. They roll out of bed, they vote, and they go back to bed. That's baloney. That's false. I worked through college. So did most people I know. Don't give me that baloney. Now they're doing Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is a terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And they are trying to throw her out, the state Senate. They're going to put in a cleaned up version of a Gableman who will say that you can't have polling stations in dormitories. And you also can't use your ID from college to vote there. You got to go back to Ladysmith or Rhinelander or Janesville or wherever you come to drive down the vote. This is what they're doing. They think they can't win if they don't drive down the youth vote. So they call them names. They call them lazy. They call young people indoctrinated. They're not trying to increase the vote. They're not trying to have a platform, because they have no platform that would cause young people to vote for them. They're attacking student voters. Be very aware of this. We're going to the lines. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. Gordy, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, I was earlier talking about the 30% of the people who were up for impeachment, no matter who the president was at the particular time. And for years, I always said that the you could run Satan for president, and as long as you put an R behind his name, he'd get 35% of the vote. But I was wrong. He actually got 47% of the vote.
Right.
One other comment is Netflix has got this series, How to Be a Cult Leader. And I just started watching it last night. They got Charlie Manson is on one of the segments, and then that Jim Jones is on the other. And it does a pretty good investigative thing on these guys and how they rounded up and brainwashed all these people to become their followers that would give up their belief in what is right just to follow this person. And it got me to thinking, I never really have said anything good about Trump. And I will say this, he is the greatest con man of our time. And he is one of the biggest cult leaders that ever existed. And that's the only positive thing I'm going to say about him. So end of story.
Well, it's a damn with faint praise. That's good. That's an excellent call. One of the puzzling things, and it's occurred to me too, is how really normal people, and some of them are people I have a high regard for, said they voted for Trump or they're going to vote for Trump. Now, remember something, not all of them did. I have a guy that I know is extremely conservative, but in 2016, he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. He couldn't vote for Trump. And he voted, there was a third party ticket, a libertarian ticket, a couple of governors, remember that? And they didn't go anywhere. He voted for them. I've heard people today say, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I'll vote for whatever the green candidate's going to be this time. They always have a green candidate. It's like they had Jill Stein in 2016, and she cost Hillary Wisconsin. Hillary lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. Jill Stein got almost 40,000 votes. She certainly cost Michigan for her, because Hillary only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. You had the same thing back in the year 2000. That character, that idiot, you know, he wrote Unsafe at Any Speed. That was a good book. I'm blocking on his name, but he got a ton of votes, and he took Florida away from Al Gore. So here's the deal. First of all, even cult or no cult, 30% of the people, roughly average at any given time, want the president impeached. That's a pretty sad statement. Number two, we're going to dip quickly into history. During the Revolutionary War, it took a very extraordinary band of our founding fathers to hold it together. There was probably a majority of the people who didn't want to fight with Britain. They were British, and they figured, what the hell, maybe if they just stop imposing gas and or tea and stamp taxes on us. In the Civil War, there were a lot of people in the North who said, hey, this is enough. Let's put an end to the Civil War. Let them keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln was afraid that he would lose in 1864. He was afraid he'd lose. Thank God he won. So there have been substantial, there were people until Pearl Harbor who weren't at all inclined to get involved in a war against Germany or Japan. You have to have strong leadership. We have that in Joe Biden. But with Trump, we would have corrupt leadership who's being paid by Russia and paid by Saudi Arabia. He's a Russian asset. He's on the take. That's got to get through everybody's minds, believe me. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.